Since the earliest days of human contact, Hawaii has had an accidental environment, forever thrown out of balance by introduced species, both deliberate and accidental. Rats, feral pigs, any number of plant species. The list goes on. Now, an unanticipated after-effect of the March 2011 tsunami in Japan has brought almost 70 new species to the islands to further complicate an ecosystem that's already had all the complication it can handle. Civil Beat editor Patty Epler has more in today's Reality Check. Hi, Patty.
Good morning, Chris. How are you?
I'm pretty good. This is quite a story. You know, I love this term that got used in the story, ecological roulette, because that's kind of what it is, isn't it?
Yeah, that's great. Really, the problem seems to be all this plastic in the ocean is allowing these critters to hitch a ride over here, thousands and thousands of miles.
We've been hearing for quite a while about debris from the tsunami washing up. What is it, 6 years later? I mean, it's incredible. But because it's really the plastic debris that never decays that gives them a permanent kind of vessel to come here on, yeah?
Yeah, it's like little rafts out there in the ocean that are just swirling around, and these things are hooking onto it and just making their way to the beaches here and elsewhere too, but Hawaii has a real problem.
What kind of problems is it likely to cause, say, in the near term?
So I don't think they really know what the specific problems will be, but anytime that you get that many non-native invasive species, it's really probably going to change the ecosystem around here. I know they're already fighting with different kinds of algae that are building up in Kaneohe Bay.
Yeah.
And DLNR has been really on top of that. So,
we hear a lot about volunteer beach cleanups, and obviously there's a shared motivation among just about everybody who lives here to get rid of plastic debris and take care of the beaches. But do we have enough people either on the job or as volunteers to really address this problem?
It just doesn't seem that way. I know in this story, which was written by Nathan Eagle, one of our writers, he spoke with DLNR officials about kind of a lack of budget to really help stay on top of this. And they're hoping to get money from the legislature this coming year to try and begin to deal with it. But I know there are a lot of volunteer organizations. I believe we're going to be doing a story about one on Sand Island that has collected tons and tons of plastic and debris that has washed up just in that area. So you're right, but there's just not enough hands, I think, to take care of it all.
And Patty, I wonder how many stories we're going to be doing in the coming months that include this sentence, and we're going to be seeking funding from the legislature.
Well, that'll be everything, Chris.
Yes, I know. Chances are not everybody's going to get all they want, is what I'm thinking. Thanks very much for talking with us, Patty.
No problem. Happy to be here.
Every day we bring you a Reality Check from Civil Beat, today featuring editor Patty Epler.